93 KHJ, a thing?
Fisher people, because they have to be able to fish forever. I believe that's what I saw on the banner as you walk in. That's the first banner you saw, fish forever. So yes, fisher people we are.
Okay, and whenever we talk about fisher people, then we have to talk about the place where the fish are, the different kinds of fish, the things that we use to fish them with, and who is doing the fishing. And here to talk a little bit about that is Christina Lucho Sanchez. She, of course, is a longline owner, president of Tautou'o Samoa Longline Association, and the chair of the council's American Samoa Advisory Panel for Western Pacific Fisheries Management Council. And good morning, Chrissy. How are you?
Te ao manuia, malo lava soifua. To everyone that's listening in, American Samoa, good morning. Wish you guys could all be here and be with us on the dock. It's a beautiful day on the main dock, and we have everyone that's affiliated with the American Samoa's fisheries here. From our little section, we are actually the longliners. We are the local longliners. We are U.S. flagged vessels,
yep.
And we are American Samoan. And we actually fish in our zone or American Samoa waters, and we deliver to Starkis, where we all know that our canneries are actually the base of our economy.
Yep.
Without the boats, without the canneries, I'm not really sure what we could do without the fishing industry here in American Samoa. So it is very important, and I thank the council, the Western Pacific Fisheries Council, for hosting this event. It's a very useful one for our people to know more, a little bit more about fishing. We have here on site a purseiner that you could tour. We have longliners, local longliners that you could tour. We also have a recreational boat that's here if you wanted to see it. But I'm here to talk specifically about longliners.
When it comes to longliners, we're talking about a specific type of fishing. On a local level, we might have people that fish for enough food for one day for their family, or people that fish just for the local fish market. When we're talking longliners, we're talking about a lot of fish.
When we say longliner, it's just the method of fishing. The purseiners use a different method. Longliners use a line, literally, with hooks, and that is just a different method of fishing. And a longline can actually be on an alia. Some alias have long lines that they fish with, or on a slightly larger boat, and they have freezers that they use to keep their fish, their catch, and then they deliver them, the albacore, to Starkis. So most of the active U.S. longliners now are owned by American Samoans. We have Samoan crew, and we have some crew from others as well, but we are based out of American Samoa, and everyone lives here. So we definitely support the economy. It's a very important part, because the longliners actually deliver 100% of the U.S. albacore to the canneries. They do receive other albacore, but those are from foreign longliners, and they don't fish in American Samoa waters or the U.S. waters. They fish in other nations or on the high seas, and then they deliver. And they are just as important, because they come bring their fish here, and they also contribute to our economy by taking fuel, food, their crews eat, sleep, and spend their monies here.
Well, yeah, so that's what you're talking about. When you talk about economy, you're talking about spending the money.
Correct.
And supporting what's the canneries are the ones that are canning this stuff and sending it off for consumption by the public, but it's this whole food chain, or this whole ecosystem of the longliners themselves, the stores that supply the longliners, the gas that has to fuel the longliners. It's everybody contributes, and everybody has to be knowledgeable about what their part in this ecosystem is, so that we can have a healthy economy.
This is actually a really special event here. It's a very rare opportunity to see all the stakeholders and all the players from the very beginning to the very end. You have, like I mentioned, the boats that they go and catch the fish, and then they bring it in. And when those boats come in, every time they come in, they have to fuel, which the government gets a lot of those taxes from those boats that they fuel the boats. That's where the money comes from. And those boats spend lots of monies on repairs and food. And when they drop their fish, they drop it at Starkis and Samoa Tuna processors. And that's how the workers there get the fish to clean. They get paid at the end of on Thursdays every 2 weeks. And those paychecks go to the stores, And that's how the stores make their money, and that's how people feed their families. And so it's full circle. Our economy literally depends on the fishing industry. Without the fishing industry, there really isn't anything else here except for the government.
It's the truth. And I thank you for spelling it out so in detail like that, because it's easy to forget sometimes whenever you hear things like maybe on the news, or you read something about this or that, about how that affects me, or how it affects every individual on the island.
It really literally affects everyone. And if I take it a step more, so after our great cannery workers clean fish, they pack, put it in a canned tuna. So they take those canned tuna, put it in the containers.
On the ship.
And they go on the containers. Yeah. And that's how we have all these containers come in every 2 weeks to bring, and some of them come empty. And that's why we're able to afford cheaper imports, because there's canned tuna going out. Without the canned tuna going out, our cost of living would be a lot higher, because we'd have a huge trade deficit. Right now we don't, yep, because of the canned tuna that's going out. So we all owe, we all touch the fishing industry, whether you're a fisherman or not. We are all part of the fishing industry, because that is what we depend on. Our everyday consumption, our everyday lives, everything that we do is tied to the fishing industry.
Well, Chrissy, if I wanted to know more, I know that coming by today is a great step towards learning about different kinds of fishing methods, the people that do it, the stakeholders for our industry. But if I wanted to continue my education past today, could I reach out to the Tautai'o Samoa Longline Association, or where else would I go as a place to get informed?
Well, you know, to be frank, there's actually a lot of places you could go, because the Fishery Council has a small office here. They have a lot of information, and everyone has access to internet to start. Everyone has a Facebook page. The Fishery Council has a Facebook page. I believe most of the government departments here have Facebook pages. There's also a website, the internet. I think it's wpcouncil.org, mm-hmm, www. And if you go on there, you can literally find every piece of information, what governs our fisheries, who the players are, what the different fisheries are. And from there, it also lists the different contact people. Then you have, aside from the council and the federal agencies that are here, you have the local departments that you could possibly go to. The port, for example, or marine resources.
Yep.
They have an education issue. We have the Coast Guard here. Depending on what you're looking for, there is tons of information, literally. All you need to do is ask for. If you can't find it on the internet, definitely, or they can call your station. You can direct them to me or to Nate.
That's
or you know, you can find us anywhere, pretty much.
Well, thank you so much. Is there any other thing that you want to touch on before we go? Can you tell me more about the Cape May? If I wanted to see that, how do I do it?
If you are not close to the dock, you need to come quickly, because there's not just the information booths that everyone has up there that you can learn about the fisheries and the agencies and so forth, but we have the Cape May, a vessel that's owned by Trimarine. It's a beautiful purseiner. If you've never been on a purseiner before, this is your chance, because you can go in there, ask a million questions. They do supply the canneries here. They've actually been around for a very long time. You can also go on the Manao Le Moana, which is a longliner owned by the Halleck family, a Samoan family, and they are ready to receive your million questions and take you on a little tour, because it's a fraction of the size of the purseiner.
Yep.
And then we have the other recreational boat that you can go and ask questions. So please come and visit us and see the boat, see the difference between a purseiner, a longliner, and an alia. Because we are all part of this American Samoa fisheries, but it's important that you know.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. It says Christina Lutu Sanchez, longline owner, again, president of the Tautai'o Samoa Longline Association, and chairperson of the council's American Samoa Advisory Panel. And when we talk about council, we're talking about our sponsors for today's broadcast, the Western Pacific Regional Fishery Management Council. And thanks as well to the Department of Marine and Wildlife Resources for their assistance in putting today's broadcast on. You're invited. Come on out. It's 93 KHJ broadcasting live.